Hi, neighbor. You know me, right? You live in the same kind of nondescript house I do, in the same nondescript cookie cutter neighborhood. You have a sensible car. I guess I do too. You came to the 4th of July potluck last year. I remember you brought pigs in a blanket and you used my hall bathroom. The neighborhood kids played in the sprinklers and wore glow stick bracelets. And you wave at me when you drive past if I'm working in the yard or taking out the trash. Remember, you got a package once with my name on it and you brought it over. That was sweet of you to ring the doorbell instead of just dropping it off on the stoop. So, I know you know me, but I know you don't look at me like that. I know the difference between when a man looks at me and when a man notices me. You only looked at me, and I don't blame you. None of us are in college anymore. I have that mom bod. I was probably wearing sweats when you came to the door with my hair half falling out of a rubber band. I don't need to be noticed, not by you. But do you know what I did the other night? I just thought you might like to know. I got fucked in your front yard. We walked over and I fucked him under your Nandina bushes, the ones next to the garage. We were in a shadow, but anyone could have noticed us if they had been paying attention. Everyone goes to bed so early around here. You were probably in bed. Watching porn on your phone or something, right? It was about 10:30. We walked down the sidewalk with no shame and picked your yard because of the slight shadows there by the garage. And I wore a zippered hoodie, so when he sat in the grass, I straddled him. And he unzipped it and slipped it off my shoulders. And I didn't have anything on underneath. So you would think that this was just kind of a quickie, right? Fucking run. Oh no, Mr. Sensible. I straddled him with my top off and he sucked on my nipples. And he sucked on my collarbone. And he bit my ears. And he wrapped his hands around my back. And he pulled me down into him, and I ground myself into his hard cock through his pants. Anyone could have seen us, but they didn't. Anyone could have noticed this strange motion going on under your Nandinas as he was pulling the waistband of my sweatpants down, and he put his big hands on my ass. What's that window above your garage, Mr. Sensible? Is that your bedroom? Did you hear me moaning softly when he had his mouth on my tits and his hands in my hair? I think I heard a dog bark once or twice, but didn't alert anybody. That's really only a nuisance, isn't it? After a few minutes, I couldn't stand it anymore, and I unbuckled his pants, and I sucked his cock slowly right on your grass, Mr. Sensible. It was really thick and pretty warm. The grass, not the cock. So good job on the fertilizer, baby. What, turf builder? So I put his cock in my mouth, and you should know, I know how to make a man moan with my mouth. He was making sounds that could not be mistaken for a possum in a trash can, you know what I mean? Sorry you missed it. Or maybe you didn't miss it. Maybe you heard something and looked out of a dark window and saw me take him into my mouth. Did you see me sucking his cock in your yard with my pants half down and his handprint still on my ass as it moved gently back and forth with every suck. I don't think you did. I wouldn't mind, though. You look like you need some fun in your life. I'll watch the windows next time, if there's a next time. If I see you part the curtains as I'm getting fucked up against your house, I'll make sure to meet your eyes. I know you haven't seen me. That's okay. I just like to play. Little boring old me. Anyway, next time you accidentally get a package with my name on it, and you know, I can make sure you do, I will look you right in the eyes and say, thank you.